Started day, the Turaway Northwest London, Sunday 26th September, 20th of Tishri, Rav Shlomo Freshwater, the Mitzvah of Nanuim. This week's Shurim been sponsored by Nishmas, Rav Yosef ben Rav Avrom, Zichron Levrocha, his Yad side will be on Simchas Torah.
I'd like to discuss an old minhag which today one sees less and less of, but it was nuhag in Klal Yisroel and in Pashtus it seems a difficult minhag to understand, but nonetheless we have a Klal that something that Klal Yisroel did and does is minhag Yisroel hitayra. So although most people, I think, are not knowing like that nowadays, but it's worthy that we should talk about it, and we'll see some other chadushim along en route, which Bez Hashem Yisburuch will be helpful. The minhag amul is given that at the best, one each family had a lulav and esrog. That was the maximum. And when it came to halal and aniyim, the father would shakel esrog and would make nanuim. But children, even though they were post bar mitzvah, wouldn't. In some instances, when the father finished the nanuim, he would give his son to do it. But if he had three or four bar mitzvah boys, it wouldn't work. It didn't happen. And very often they didn't even lekatchila do it. There were some mekaymas where it went even further. And adults who had the lulavim and esrogim didn't bring them to shul to go around with the shalnis and the aniyim. They only used it at home. I remember in our shul there was a chushavid who had a dalad minim, and he never brought it to shul. And I remember asking why. He said, "Azoyim on chizayin and dahayim b'man taten." And he told me a reason which I don't think is feasible. And he said because they didn't want to bring the esrogim to shul because there could be jealousy. You got a nice esrog than I have. It's a very very nice thought, but somehow other doesn't seem to be adequate enough to be oikah mitzvah drabunan. The niyim is a mitzvah drabunan. The mitzvah drabunan for machananim. It's not voluntary. It's a chiyuv. Now it could be it originated because Pushit, it was very difficult to get dalad minim in Europe, especially esrogim, and I'm sure that may have had something to do with it, that because it was echad be'ir v'shnayim b'mishpucha that had esrogim, some little shtetlach, there may have only been a handful of people who managed to get the esrogim, and the ruv had an esrog and the shul had an esrog, so it just wasn't possible. But yet again, you know, that's sort of a b'de'eved, and that b'de'eved seemed to work, become a l'katchila. Baruch Hashem, now I think the matzav is different. I think most people will have, I'm not saying everyone, but most people have dalad minim of their own and use it for nanuyim. And if there's a family where they don't have, the boy will try and borrow from somebody else. He should be able to make nanuyim. After he's finished, he'll do it. But it's not. It's the minhag needs a hasbura. Now I saw a drush of some sefer, drush yud tes, drush yud gimel. I'm so sorry. Well, he says a davar chiddush, and I'm surprised that I did see one person talk about it, and I'll say in a minute. But I'm just surprised that memachdish ka'esik v'nazach some sefer. Some sefer says. Also ich schätze ich sam seife. Kein mal am bisschen genug sind mit Tufreschen und alle Sif Yud Beis. Der Dalet Mina Maluli im Akfen Zeh Zeh. Now, that's a Gemurah. In the Sechte Sukkah, the Flamme Dalet, that the Gemurah says that you have to have all four Minim. You can't take... You have to have all four. And we'll talk about this in a minute, that the Gemurah Dashan Zapusik. Lekachtem, Lekicha Tamer. You have to have all four Minim in order to be Yoytze the Mitzvah, Dalud minim ma'akfin zeze. Says the Chassam Sofer that if he only has, let's say, three minim, and the days gone by, the one that was always the problem was the esrik, so he has the luluf with the adasim and the rovus, but he doesn't have the esrik. Lo yivurach, he shouldn't make a brucha. Zog the Chassam Sofer, ha'in adafke lebrucha. Avu mekol mokim, im ein lo esrik, if he doesn't have an esrik, he should make nanuyim. He's not talking about netilas lulav, but nanuyim, just with the lulav and the das and the arava. And he says, v'chein kusav b'shulchan aruch. We'll talk about that in a minute. V'chein kusav b'shulchan aruch. Now, he brings a makar from a rosh. That the rosh, in the first perek of Sikkur, Simach of Zion, the Rosh says, why do we make Nanuyim by Onah Hashem Hoshiyono and by Hoidu? That's the two places in Halal where we make fun of Nanuyim. Zukta Rosh, Vashtaitim Pusik, Oz Yeranani Kolatsei Yua. And in that Pusik, Oz Yeranani Kolatsei Yua, it says next to it, Hoidi Lashem Kitoiv. And then after that it says, V'imru Hoshiyain Yilakai Yashaini. So, therefore, Oz Yiranenu Kolatseyua, the Dalad Minim Kolatseyua. So when Yiranenu, they like Kili, when you make the Nim, it looks as if the Dalad Minim are dancing around. So when do you do that? You do that by the two times with Shteidot and Leim and Leim Pusik, by Hashiyenu and by Zuktechsam Seifer. Das steht in Rosh. Zutach Sam Seifer.
No book. He couldn't make a book. He only had book three. He couldn't make a book.
Can't make a book. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll come to that in a minute. Zutach Sam Seifer. So the Pusik Ozin Ananatseya Yua are talking about Eitzim. Eitzim, the Luluf is an Eitz. The Arava grows in the ground as an Eitz. It comes from a tree as an Eitz. And the Adasim are Eitzim. That the esrik is a peri. So he says that the pasuk of Oz Yiranu Nikolatse Yua does not refer to the esrik. So Mamela is of the Chassam Sofer. That's why, if you don't have all four minim, again, he means you don't have the esrik, you should make Nanuyim with the three minim, because the esrik really isn't part of it. And the Chassam Sofer says, all if you don't have the Katchila Avad Chassam Sofer also. V'chein kusav b'shulchan aruch. And now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, I don't think you're going to find this. And that's why I say it's surprising to me that keine stellt sich nicht auf dem. But in the Hagur, and I have in my Chassam Sofer, he writes underneath, he says, I think he knows what he means, what the Chassam Sofer means. What does he mean? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you don't have Dalud Minim, there's no point in taking. Novel stand. You have three minim. Lezecha, people shouldn't be forgotten that you have there's a mitzvah of esrik. So lezecha, take the three minim that you have. Lezecha. Says, there's a machlokes among Avraham, when should you do it? And the Magavon brings a mashal, that you should do it b'shas the brucha. You don't make a brucha, but before halal, you should chuckle at with the three minim, and then again b'shas nanuyim. And the Tirzuv says, no, you shouldn't do that. And Pashas, the Tirzuv means to say, because if you do that, people will say that, you know how it is, that's the way to do it. So next year, they'll do, I remember, that's the way we did it last year, they'll do it next year. Baltich and Vena Kanuas, you know, so Chumra Yaseirim, my Zayda did it this way, my Elta Zayda did it. So Mamel, in order to show that people, you shouldn't make that mistake, so Zukta Tirzuv, you should only do it b'shas halal. So he says, Kim Tachos HaTirazuv says that you should only do that B'shas Halul, you should take three minim. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, V'chein Nifsek B'shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to argue with this Mangia. He's trying to solve a great problem. But Pashtus and the Chassam Sofer says, V'chein Nifsek B'shulchan Aruch, he wouldn't mean a Tirazuv. He would say, V'chein Kusav B'tirazuv. V'chein Nifsek B'shulchan Aruch sounds like that's a Psak in a Chabo or Remu, Shulchan Aruch, number one. Number two, he's saying a completely different word. The Chassam Sofer is saying that the Nanuyim, you can be Yaitzah with the three Minim, because that's all you need. Oz Yiranani Kolatseyua is going on the three Minim. And the Tirzuv is talking about Zeicha. Zeicha, you don't have it. Well, you should remember. So take it by Halal. You should take it Mazal Gedenken.
Well, can you use a bracha for that?
Sorry? Can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. The Chassam Sofer also doesn't mean to say you should make a bracha.
What would the Chassam Sofer say if you've got only two minim or one? Yeah. You've only got a lulav on its own. Or a lulav. Maybe I'd say it's a Losh Rabim.
I'll tell you this. Till I finish what I've said, I would say maybe you should take. You've got two arovas, so you take the arovas. Also, I'd say you. But when we finish, I think it's efshalnish. Let's wait a minute, a few minutes. Now there's a very interesting shalom in Bisyasuf, which Mechaber brings down, and the Welt weist von dem. It's a mefusim de kazach, although I think he says it slightly differently than the world remembers it. And Bais Yosef in Ois Yud Aleph in Tufresh Nun Aleph, the Bais Yosef declares a shayla whether when you make Nanuyim you should make Nanuyim with the Esrik and with the other three Minim, or there's a shayla in Bais Yosef, he's holding the Esrik and the Luluf in his hand Bishas Halo, so keep the Esrik in your hand and the Nanuyim just make with the right hand with the Luluf. A Sufik in Bais Yosef is a Sufik how you're meant to make Nanuyim. Do you also shackle the Luluf or just the three meaning? This fell out, is it okay? Yeah. And now Bais Yosef says, Dova zeh loy nizvaya begemura veloy bedivra aposkim. Nishtukarai from the Gemura, nish from the Poskim. And he brings us his makar from the Makabulim. It's a very interesting story. Rav Menachem Merkanti writes in Pashas Emma, and there the Merkanti is talking about something else, really, but he brings a story which is Nagaya to the Bais Yosef. The Merkanti says that you always have to hold the Luluf and the close to be Mechaber. The Luluf and the Esrik together. So the Rakanti says that Soid Zeh Nigla Alai B'chaloyim B'leil Yontav Arishon Shechag HaSikas B'sachsen Et Etzli Chusik Echad Ashkenazi Shmoy Harav Reb Yitzchak. So he had by him an Ashkenazi visitor whose name was Reb Yitzchak. And B'chaloyim, by night, I had a dream. And in the dream, he saw that the Rebbeinu Shloim's name, Yud Kei Vov Kei, that the Yud Kei and the Vov was together, and the last Hey Hayu Meruchik was far away from the rest of the Shem. And I said in the Chulam, "What are you doing? Why is the Shem Avaya separated? Why is the last Hey separated?" And they answered him, "Kein nahagim b'mkameinu." This is the minik. This is the minik. And I was moicha, and I quickly wrote, made the shem that the hay should be together. So he said, "Vashtoim b'malamara ve'ein meifin." The Rakanti, I couldn't understand this dream. And the next morning, when by Nanuyim, I saw my guest Rabbi Yitzchak Ashkenazi, that he only made Nanuyim with a luluf, held the Esrik in his hand, and he only made Nanuyim with a luluf. So from there, I then understood the Chulam, because the Shem Havaya is merimas in the Dalud Minim, each Min is keneged, and the Esrik is keneged the Hey Achroina, and that's why I had this dream. Now, it's interesting because in the Bais Yosef is not talking about this shali, he's not talking at this point, he does talk about elsewhere, whether you should keep the Esrik close to the Luluf. The Bais Yosef is saying, do you do the Nanuyim just with the Luluf, or do you do the Nanuyim with the Esrik? And this story happened that this Rabbi Yitzchak did only Nanuyim with the Luluf, but Lamasa, since in the dream he saw that the Shem Avai has to be together, so he learned from that, Anachadin, that besides the fact that you have to do Nanuyim with the Esrik, also you should always hold the Esrik close to the Luluf. And it's very interesting because For those who say the Yerutzen before the before the Tiras Luluf, is Ukmas of a Priya Tzuluf, a Kapas Temur, Vav and Uchal, Oisi Shimcho Hamiyuchot, Tekarev Echod al Echod, Vahoyu Lachodim Beyodi. So Rabbi said, it's Nishtam Gezucht, there's the Shoirish for the Pshat in that. Is this master with the Bis Yosef that they were the Oisi Yishim Chamiyuchad Tekarev Echad Al Echad and be Ma'achad the Shemus of the Rabbani Shalom V'hoyu Lachudim B'Yudi, and when I hold them together they'll be Ma'uchad B'Yudi because I'm being Mechaba the Dalad Mina. So let's try and understand. The Bis Yosef had a Sufik, whether you can make Nanuim with just without the Esrik. And he says, for the Paskim I have no Raya, not from the Gemara, not from the Paskim, only from Achulam. The Bach is very unhappy with this because he said, you know, Paskim Shalos for Chaloimus. Avadi says you can be Mahada, Lekatchila, but why did he bring it in Shulchan Aruch as it's a Halucha? He himself says there's no Raya from the Paskim. Let's understand. Dalad mina ma'akvim zeh zeh. The four minim are ma'akvim zeh zeh. So where did, and this Rabbi Yitzchak Achusid, Stam was a gavre rabbi, you know, the Bas Yosef doesn't call everyone Achusid, he's machshivim. So, and it must have been his minik. So where does this come from? That dalad mina ma'akvim zeh zeh, we need all four minim. Nonetheless, you do nanuyim only with three minim. Such a tzad. Zach yetach tazoi. That the Gemara we mentioned earlier says that you have to take all four minim, because it says v'lekachtem shetehei lekichatama. So Taisa says, I don't understand. Look, Taisa Steinisht, what an esrig achosa is possible because the same posik v'lekachtem. So if you're missing something from the esrig, it's not tam, it's not sholem, it's not whole. You need sozan lekicha. Lekicha tama. Yet the second day, Sukkos, or Bas Chalmoyed, you can take al esek achosa because Chazal will not misaken lekicha tama in the second day. Why do we need to take all four minim on the second day Sukkos? You see, Chazal won't guys over the kachta. And Tosfos says a teretz, and Tosfos says that Chazal called the tikkun the Rabbuna Kenderaisa tikkun. If you won't have all four minim, it looks completely different, so it's not Kenderaisa. The Chus and Esrik doesn't make such a difference. But Tosfos doesn't say that there, Tosfos says in a different place, but Tosfos is Mitzayin, he says. However, in Tosfos and Menuchas, Tafchov Zayin and Madalov, Tosfos says, Enochanama, Yash Mefalshim, he brings the Shittas Yashayinim, Yash Mefalshim, that the second day, beyond Tavshayini, Tiska Sheyitl, who echad yesh mefashim to be yoyim base saga bechad bedalad bechad medalad aminim and mevurach al netidus luluf k'moy esrik chusa. So the Tosfos says yesh mefashim, all you need is second day is one min. And Tosfos argues on it in Sukkah, and Tosfos in Menuchas also argues, but there is such a shittus at Rishonim. That Vibalt, that Be'etzem, if not for the Pasuk for Lekachtam, it looks like you don't need all Dalad Minim. So Memela is, Chazal won't Mesakim that you need Lekachtam beyond Shani. So just like that you don't need a Chos, you can use a Chusa, you don't need to have all four Minim. So, there is Ruah, Luchasikah, Simen Shin Ches, Paskin Saktat, Lahalucha, La Maisa. Let's understand this, Rabbi Yisrael. In the Gemara state, v'lekachtem, you need the lekicha tama, so you need to take all four minim. Do I need a posik for a special limit for that? In the Torah state, even the chimish, v'lekachtem lechem, pri etzoda, kapas temurim, v'naf etzovas, v'av enacham. So state in posik, you need four. So, that you can be yotze with three. Why do I need a pusik for lekachtem to tell me that?
Sorry, it doesn't say together. Just that you take. If you haven't got four,
if you haven't got, if you haven't got your nines, we're going to talk about it in a second. But I'm just saying, if you haven't got your nines, if the Torah says lekachtem, the Mos says ma'akvin zeh, the ma'akiv, the manayin she ma'akvin zeh, the ma'ak. We'll get to your point in a minute. Is the chayin daf mazon that, and this a shal in the shayinim talk about this. Is the dalut minim one mitzvah? That there's one mitzvah to take four minim, or there's two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, four mitzvahs. One mitzvah to take pri etz hada, kapas temu, another. They're all four separate mitzvahs. Taisus in sukkah and afchovdal lamadalut. Taisus names one of shittas of any town. Pashtus, it's only one mitzvah. One mitzvah to take four minim. If you learn like that, then it's pashut. If you have only three minim or two minim or one minim, there's nothing to take. There's one mitzvah of four minim. But it could be, you could learn differently. You could learn, and that's it could be the tzushel tzatfil, that the Torah tells you to do four separate mitzvahs. Le'asik, lulav, adas, and arova. And the four mitzvahs. So me'loi bazai, if I only have three, take three. If you only have two, take two. If you only have one, take one. Of them that the Torah tells you, v'lekachtem, and the Torah says, "Gzeres hakusiv v'lekachtem shetahei l'kichatama." That if you take only one, you're not yotze the mitzvah. But you need a drusha of l'kachtem l'kichatama be'etzam mitzad hilchus dalud minim. If you take one, you yotze that mitzvah. So memela, but the mitzvah of l'kachtem, you have to take all of them. Oybazo, now we can perhaps understand the Yesh Mefarshim. Because maybe what the Yesh Mefarshim is saying, that it's all a gzeres hakusiv of a lekachtem, be'etzim, the pasuk of the dalud minim says, take whichever you can. If you can take all four, you mechuyu to take all four. You can't, take three, take two, take one. Novus then, there's a drusha of a lekachtem. So the Yesh Mefarshim, I'm sorry, but this lekachtem, you don't, chazal won the sakana yantav sheni. Hurray, from the same pasuk lekachtem, we learn that chusa is pusul, and the second day chusa is kusha. So remember, he had in, if you don't have all four minim, take whatever you can. As we lechayda daf melanu in the Yesh Mefarshim. So ibazoi. Let's go back to Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, or the Rabbeinu Yitzchak said, that he only made Nanuyim with the three minim in Ed Katahavim, in Bas Yosef, till his Chulim was Mesupik in there. So it's Kenzan Azai, that if you were to learn, let's look at it this way, if you learn that there's one din of all four minim, so the Chayr and the Tilas Lulav and the Niyam can't be different. Because you can't take a half a mitzvah. And Shachzing, and then a halba mitzvah, machin the Niyam at a halba mitzvah. You can only make the Niyam with all four, that's the mitzvah. But if I learn that Be'etzim, there's each mean on its own, stands on its own. Now, so do adim, v'lekachtem, you have to have l'kichatama. You have to use all four. But maybe when Chazal made the mitzvah of Nanuyim, which the Rosh says, and here we're coming back to the Sam Sofer, that the Rosh says that we learn that from the Pusik, Oziranani Atzei, Atzei Yua. So Memeila, Oziranani Atzei Yua. So Chazal were only Masakim with the Eitzim. Again, if the Eitzim on their own is nothing, without the Esrig is nothing, they couldn't make such a tkuna. Because that's like saying he should make Nanuyim with a different tree, not with a Gimel Minim. But once we've established that each is on its own mitzvah, so they said, take these three, this is L'chayrev Shidda Sufik from Bis Yosef. And that's the Shitta of Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Kim Taisus in Menuchas. And Taisus says, according to the Shitta, so he said to Bis Yosef, the Taisus, according to the Shitta, who holds that the second day is nishtuka v'lekachtem. So he says, so he adin, he says, you could have one person being moitzi somebody else. You could have, because the din, that l'tei l'kicha l'chol echad v'echad, we also learn from the pasuk v'lekachtem. Shalei l'kicha, and we're now saying that the Yom Tov Sheni, the Chazal won't misaken that. So Taisus Ay Bazai, you can have one person making the second day making the Tilas Lila for making and being made to somebody else, which Taisus says is too big a chiddush to say. Obal Kapunim, Efshe Kemi Atzlan Anazai. If we're going to learn that Naniyim is a mitzvah of its own, and this mitzvah of its own is Alz Oziranani Atzeyua. And we don't have in this mitzvah the chumrah v'lekachtem shetei lekichatama. And Taisa says that hu adin, wherever you say you don't have the din of lekichatama, you also don't have the chumrah that each one has to do it on its own. No, you can have somebody being moitzi. So oy bazoy is kanzan as the mitzvah, like this shitta, that the mitzvah of nanuyim, you can be moitzi somebody else. So you could have a father who has a dalad minim, his son, children don't have it, and he's doing it, and he's moitzi them with the mitzvah of nanim. Avadis is a shvetzer v'shtayim, because it could be it's a mitzvah shebegif. They all ask these kashas, but the Gemara says, if not for the pusik, shelekachtem, shehei, tchicha lechol echad ve'echad, you could be moitzi somebody else with the mitzvah of luluf. No, shteit lekachtem, shteit lekicha lechol echad. Now, what's it some soifer? Some soifer says, kein nifsek lalucha. But the Masa, we don't paskin like a Beni Yitzchak. We paskin that you should make Naniyim with all four minim. But the Lushna Mechaba is Tzurich, as in the Mechaba, Tzurich, Tzurich Lechaba. You should do the Naniyim with the Essay. And the Ramu says right away, whichever way you do Naniyim, you're Yaitza. So although it could be the Ramu isn't going on the Mechaba, but it is Mestaba that he also means to say, and if you didn't do Nanoyim with the Esrik, you're also Yaitza. That means that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that this din that you have to do Nanoyim with the Esrik is a din Lekatchila, Abanishka din versus Ma'akib B'David. Now I think that's much more logical than if some Sofer says, Nifsak B'Shulchan Aruch, that's what he means. He means to say that Shulchan Aruch says that Katcheli should be mechaba, but if you don't and you make nanuyim with esrog alone, you're okay. So Meilai Bazoi Kim Tachos Lahalucha Paskim Avideh Shetta. So Oy Bazoi Efshami Getrafna a Melitzus Yosha to be Melamed Tzchus on those people that had the minig that not everybody who was present in Shul made nanuyim. And Kenzan that the Chazan the Shliach Tzibur also was Moitzi. Moitzi the oilem, like he was moitzi with other things, he was moitzi with this. Novels then, what is the
only try the two.
No, I want to say nanoyim, which is a mitzvah on its own, as ozirani atzayua. So that mitzvah of nanoyim, Chazal were not mesakin zok nechsam seifer. They were not mesakin that you have to have the esrog with it, and that's a lushan of Shulchan Aruch. Tzurich lechaba b'shas nanoyim. But so I'm saying the esrog, everybody was here. The old days, every person, every gudel used the esrog. If he didn't have his own esrog, he got from somebody else. Echvuzuk nachazach. There could be that we make nanoyim after the brucha, and we also make nanuyim by halal. So the nanuyim by halal, straight in Rosh, with some sofer tugelan the Rosh, it's a new din of oziran and yatzayua. By ashiyenu, by shiyenu, by shanu, and by hoiti. The ananiyim that you make b'shas netilas luluf. The chayda, that's part of Natilas Lulav, that Chazal wa Mesakim, you should make Nenuyim b'shas Natilas Lulav. In Azayit Vaislas in Rambam, the Biskruv is Medak, in Rambam, the Rambam says, Mitzvah kehilchusa sheyinaneya b'shas Natila. You make, so I will tell you, as Kenzan Azayit, that Afila Divas on Meikl Gevein, that they didn't make Nenuyim of their own b'shas halal, that's because that's a mitzvah on its own, which is a mitzvah of oziran and yatzayua. But after they made netilas luluf, they should, I think, they should have each on their own taken the esrog and luluf, which they used for the brucha, and made nanuyim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah kehilchusa. But then, if that is correct, it's oskim and that Rabbi Yitzchak, who by nanuyim kept it separately, would have only been by the nanuyim of halal, not by the nanuyim before halal. And b'siyasav is you could learn either way, but it is a shtikl chiddush to say so. I get in yontif.
I wish I had your shiur three days ago. I tried to get the contact. So I borrowed an esrog to.